Canada is currently experiencing a high number of wildfires, particularly in the western regions of the country. Severe drought conditions have contributed to the spread of these fires, leading to the evacuation of thousands of people. The town of Fort McMurray in Alberta, which was devastated by wildfires in 2016, has once again been affected, with residents being forced to evacuate. Other areas, such as Fort Nelson in British Columbia and Cranberry Portage in Manitoba, have also been impacted by fires. The fires have been caused by a combination of factors. In some cases, high winds have knocked over trees, causing them to crash onto power lines and ignite fires. Lightning strikes have also been a common cause of wildfires. Additionally, human activity, such as careless behavior or arson, can contribute to the start of fires. Climate change and warming temperatures are also playing a role in the increasing frequency of wildfires in Canada. Dry regions, particularly in the northwest provinces, are becoming more susceptible to fires due to the warming climate. The wildfire season in Canada has been starting earlier and earlier in recent years. Traditionally, the season began in July or August, but now it is starting as early as May. Last year, Canada experienced its worst fire season on record, with approximately 18.5 million hectares of land burned. This year, while the season has started early again, experts predict that it may not be as severe as last year. The severity of the wildfire season is dependent on weather conditions throughout the summer. The Canadian government has warned of the possibility of another, catastrophic, wildfire season due to warmer than usual weather. However, it is important to note that the extent of the season will ultimately be determined by weather patterns as the summer progresses. Efforts are being made to combat and control the fires, but it may take weeks to fully extinguish them. In the meantime, air quality alerts have been issued due to the smoke from the fires, affecting both Canada and the United States.